Welcome back. Latest installment, hanging with Big Walt with the one and only Keith Kachuk. It's presented by Triad Bank, Greenville University, Fast Eddie's Bonaire, and Marie Davila Senior Living. It's the one and only Big Walt. And we always start, where are you? And it seems you're always at an airport.
Yeah, right now I'm in Minneapolis looking to connect to Omaha to watch a college game there in Omaha tonight.
I thought you'd be in Calgary for sure. A little Blues Flames.
No. Chantel got that one, so she's up there representing the family.
All right. Ever weird for you watching Blues and Flames now that Matthew is a star in Calgary? Or is it? I mean, it's got to be blood first, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? I enjoy watching them. It's a lot of fun. I love watching. I don't get a chance to do it often, but anytime you get to play in town against the Blues, it's pretty special because that's a team he grew up watching.
Now, is that still the Saddle Dome up there?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called. I don't even know what the name of it is.
Right.
It's old.
Why doesn't it have to be one of the older rinks in the league?
Oh, yeah. If you take Madison Square Garden out and a couple other places, yeah, that's one of the oldest ones. They're supposed to be getting a building in a few years, but you know how that goes.
How about as a city? I ran through this list the other day, and it was on, I think, ESPN.com, asking players, like, favorite road cities, least favorite road cities. Don't tell Sean. Isn't Chantel from Winnipeg?
Yes, she is.
Don't tell her Winnipeg got voted. It won the award for least favorite road city for NHL players. But Calgary seems like a cool. I've never been there. Got a brother-in-law from there. That seems like a pretty cool town.
Well, I'll get one thing straight. All these prima donnas now, they got to have everything catered to them. I love playing in Winnipeg. It was a great place, close-knit team, so guys should just chill out and relax a little bit. But getting back to your question about Calgary, it's a neat town, too, and I know my son enjoys it up there. And a lot of fun, a lot of passionate fans up in, up in Canada, for those teams.
I think you're right, though. Like, hearing players bitch about a city or a locker room, like, people are like, come on. I mean, they do pretty much have it catered to them these days. Guys were complaining about the showers at the TD Garden, and apparently they've upgraded in Boston, but I don't think it can be all that bad. These are first world problems.
It's the new blood. It's the new blood in the league. Try going commercial like we did back when I came in, and you didn't just go commercial. You went commercial from different spots and connecting flights to get to certain cities, especially when you play in L.A. So I feel no sympathy for these kids.
When in your career did they start getting chartered?
I think they made a rule, when, maybe the first or second year in Arizona, the mid-90s or mid-90s probably you had a charter, so. Even then, it's hard, but you got to just go and play, no matter what.
I would think early on you're trying to get out of Winnipeg as a young player. You probably were always connecting out of Minneapolis or wherever.
Well, I was a lot, but the best part about going commercials, you got to stay overnight and have fun with the boys.
Yeah, there was right. You're right. The game ends and you guys are going out. Now they load the plane. You guys are landing at 2-3 in the morning. That is true.
Yeah, they go play their video games and drink their chocolate milks, a bunch of, open up a little bit, have a little fun.
Hey, have you
get to know your teammates, a little bit better.
How much?
You head out of their friggin' stupid video games.
Right. Well, what do you do when you travel? Are you watching movies? Are you listening to music?
I try to get as much work done as possible. You got to write game reports, and after the game, you might go catch a beer or two with a couple scouts that or guys you played with. So, good way to catch up. But you always seem to be moving and traveling. So,
what do you make of the Blues stretch here? Winning games, winning overtime games. I mean, they definitely, it's a long way to go this season, but there certainly seems to be some early year mojo for them.
Very impressive, especially with Tarasenko going down, now Steen. I mean, it's impressive. The guys are stepping up. They play hard. They play the same way they did last year. They're tough to play against. And it's different guys stepping up. And power play's been really good. That's a very impressive win against Edmonton Oilers. When you play the night before and travel, and everybody knows that, you're losing some time on the travel from Vancouver to Edmonton. It's a long bus ride. from the airport to the rink, and I give a lot of guys a lot of credit in the coaching staff, not give them any excuses to go out and do the job and play well. And that was an impressive win against two of the best players in the league, and Draisaitl and McDavid.
How hard is it for Jake Allen to do what he's doing, which is to play, I guess it's about every fourth or fifth game at this point?
Yeah, I give him credit, too. I mean, he stepped up and, played well, and he's been an ultimate pro. He's a good guy, and, I'm glad that he's getting rewarded, and you can tell the guys love playing in front of him, and they play hard for him, and they found a way, above the combination. They made some great saves, and the guys, timely goals. Big win for him and a big win for the team.
Yeah, interesting piece. I don't know if you've seen it. NHL.com, and it goes back and talks about how during the Stanley Cup final, Jake Allen played the role of Tuukka Rask, and they did video with the goaltending coach, Dave Alexander, where he actually mimicked and imitated Rask, and it helped the Blues players prepare. I think most of them said, like Braden Schenn said, I've never seen anything like it. Were you aware of that at the time? I don't know if you've seen the piece, but it's pretty cool.
No, I didn't. I think that's awesome. That just shows you, guys that you need to win with and how impressive he is as a human being to, a difficult situation where he wasn't playing as well as he should and somebody else took the job, but he's still a team guy first, and he got the ultimate goal is to win a Stanley Cup.
Another Blues theme that's out there, and we've seen him play really well, but Alex Pietrangelo, and you're a St. Louis guy now, but you and Chantel are not from here. Petro is married to a St. Louis woman. I wonder, I'm sure his inclination is to stay, but he could hit free agency. How tough is that balance, you think, wanting to be in one spot forever, but also knowing you got to do the best you can in terms of whatever you can make?
Yeah, I mean, he's going out, and there could be distractions with, making a trade for Paul, bringing him in, but he understands the circumstances, and, he's risen to the occasion. He's playing as well as I've ever seen him play. He's got that attitude where not a lot bothers him. He's going out helping himself, and he knows how important St. Louis is. Obviously, like you said, his wife is from here. They got three young children, and he's in a good situation. That's the bottom line. I mean, he's a great player, and defensemen like that don't come around very often. And he's the first captain to ever win the Stanley Cup here in St. Louis. There's a lot to love about him, and I know he loves the city. And hopefully at the end of the day, Doug does a good job of getting guys signed, and I don't think that'll be any different.
You think it's human nature, though, when they make the trade and sign Falk, that you got a little bit of competitive spirit? Like, all right, I'm still here. I'll show you what I can do. Do you think that enters into it at all?
Well, I think he's a professional. He knows what's at stake and how big of a year he needs to have, and he got a taste of it last year. He wants to win regardless of – he just has it in him. He wants to be the best, and he's showing that he is one of the best this year. And it's about time he gets – recognized around the league as being one of the better defensemen.
He's off to Omaha to watch college hockey. So, typical week for Big Walt is what? At how many games?
Oh, it depends. It depends. Sometimes college can only be a couple of games on the weekend, but there could be a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it just changes every week. So, I'm coming back to Minneapolis tomorrow, then driving to Duluth. We got a player up there in Scott Peranovich, and they got a couple potential free agents that we're going to look at. So, it'll be good. It's a lot of travel, but I love doing it, and I want to try to help our team win a Stanley Cup again.
And so you'll file reports, basically whatever you see, you email it, you send
it. It's usually not as easy as like scouting you, basically JV senior year 2020.
Here we go.
I love it. No, it's good. It's good. I've learned a lot over the last couple of years, and it's fun. I love helping the Blues, and I want to be a part of it for a long time.
All right, we'll take a quick break here on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Remember to subscribe. That way you get these segments, whether it's Pucks with Bernie and Panger or Hanging with Big Walt, all the great quality hockey material all season long. Get subscribed. Google iTunes so it's delivered directly to you each week. We'll come back. A couple of questions for Walt that people have always asked me, including the Hall of Fame. How is he not in the Hockey Hall of Fame? And a couple of friends have said, we got to get Walt going on Twitter. We'll do that when we come back.
Since 1960, serving the families of St. Louis, Marie Davila Senior Living. At the corner of Clayton and Wideman Road, the beautiful fountain greets you for the 22-acre campus. Full range of senior living, independent living at the Villa Estate, skilled nursing, memory care. They have it all. Spacious dining room, salon, transportation around town, exercise and pool, private rooms, hands-on care. You're not a resident at Marie Davila, you are considered a guest. Fred and Mary Kay Weezahan and their sons live on site. It is family run, and it has that family feel. You've heard Tony and I talk about how this was home for the legendary Red Shandings for many years. He was also on the board and helped the original owners start Marie Davila back in 1960. MarieDavila.com. We suggest you go online and schedule a tour.
Here's the owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bonaire, Eddie Scholler, and Hall of Fame hockey legend, Brett Hull.
Eddie, I was just telling some friends about Fast Eddie's Bonaire, and I just didn't have the words to describe it.
Well, Brett, I've had that same problems for years. The words I use are, you know, it's a lot of fun, it's huge, it's an adventure.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. This place is more than a bar. I mean, the coldest beer, the best live entertainment, everyone knows about the great food, but Fast Eddie's is far more than that.
I'll tell you what, it's kind of like, I don't know anybody that's been to heaven, but I'll bet you that's hard to describe too.
Well, I sure hope I get to heaven,
telling
I can
me.
Tell you that.
You're telling me.
Fast Eddie's experience is tough to describe, and all I know is it is fun.
Man, I tell you what, we've been here 35 years, and it explains itself. I don't know if it's as good as heaven, but it might be heaven on earth.
Well, I would write it down in your notes in your phone, because once you get home, the experience is going to be hard to remember. I've been all over the world, and there's only one Fast Eddie's Bonaire. So if you're 21, head over to Clark Bridge to Fast Eddie's Bonaire in Alton.
Triad Bank, the neighborhood-friendly bank located in Frontenac on Clayton Road. They're just west of Lindbergh. Real easy access off Highway 64. Get to Lindbergh, and you are there. Founded in 2005, a wide range of commercial and personal banking services. And how about this? They actually have people behind the counter, people there ready to greet you, ready to help you. Business owners looking to expand, talk to the bank based in St. Louis. Those decisions are being made here. How frustrating is that? You're trying to get a loan for your business, and the decision is made in New York or Los Angeles, not with Triad Bank. You can find out more at triadbanking.com. Home equity lines of credit, five-star rated bank, $360 million in assets. Check them out, triadbanking.com. Less than an hour from St. Louis, it's Greenville University. Founded in 1892, this liberal arts institution offers pre-med, offers online student involvement. Yeah, that's right. They'll get involved in local businesses, immersed in the community. A great little town of Greenville, Illinois, less than an hour from St. Louis if you're looking to get away for college, but maybe don't want to go too far. It's right up the road from St. Louis. Great professors, really a great experience. Kids involved in the athletics, but again, everybody is really immersed in what they're doing on the campus at all times. Greenville.edu for more information about this great institution.
We went blue!
You know, people pepper me with questions for Big Walt, and they say, when's he getting in the Hall of Fame? When's he getting on Twitter? Let's start with the first. How much have you thought about it? Over 500 career goals. I mean, I think it's going to happen. I'm not sure when. How much do you get asked about it? How much do you think about it?
You know, I try not to think about it too much. You know, it'd be quite the honor. I mean, I've got an opportunity to play with a lot of great players, and hopefully, you know, left a positive mark. So we'll see what happens down the road. And so, you know, that's out of my control.
I imagine the friends bring it up. Do family members bring it up?
Yeah, there'll be a few guys that bring it up. But I just, what am I going to say? I can't say right. Anything. There's a lot of outstanding players out there, you know, and, you know, whoever gets in. But, you know, hopefully someday.
You know, Scott Rolen had a great line about it. Even with the Cardinals Hall of Fame, he said, you know, once you retire, he said, there's nothing that's going to change about my numbers except what people say about him. He said, I'm not going to hit another home run. I'm not going to drive in another run. I mean, and football players, we ask them all the time, what do you think? It is an impossible question to answer, isn't it? Because your stats are what they are. They're not changing.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Like I said, it's out of my control. I can't do anything about it now. It's over. I get to enjoy watching my kids and then watching the Blues play.
All right, and you getting on Twitter, any chances?
I am on Twitter.
You are on Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm highly offended at myself and the person who asked me to ask this.
I don't write anything on there. I just follow a lot of things.
What's your handle?
I don't know. What I'm trying to look at it right now.
I don't know. Is it Big Walt? Because this would be huge.
It's at K Big Walt 007. At K Big Walt 007.
When's the last time you tweeted?
I don't know. I just changed phones. So I got everything wiped out. So now I'm trying to figure out this whole thing to get back on it.
I think you should tweet, but it should only be at midnight after a couple of pops, okay?
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Sometimes I'd love to do that. I want to get in trouble.
No, but you would nothing hockey. Your rule should be I tweet late at night, but it's always about the Patriots or about the Celtics or the Sox.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't like tweeting. I just like getting information, guys like you sending stuff out.
Right. Quality information is what you're talking about.
Some people can be absolutely terrible people on here. Right. Like when they talk about your kids and stuff, holy cow. Terrible.
Yeah, it is. And they're usually cowards.
My wife tells me. I just don't understand. Like, I hope, like, you're talking about Matthew Tkachuk about breaking his leg or something or getting really injured. These people are sick. I'd like to grab a few of these people and step on their, you know, throats or something, you know?
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, as a parent, I want to know what they're saying, but I'd get so pissed off, I may not want to. It may not be good for you to know.
Yeah, I don't know. My wife tells me this stuff. She's on it all the time, so I don't know. These people are cruel.
Does Tkachuk cheese, which, by the way, one of the great handles, Matthews, is Tkachuk cheese, does he ever respond?
I don't think so. He doesn't, but he's easy going, man. He laughs. He has some pretty good comebacks. You know, I think maybe it affects Brady a little bit more, but I don't know. I don't think even Brady's on Twitter, so who knows?
It may be the best advice if you're a young player. Like, I could see Matthew laughing about it, but maybe it is just best ignore it. Don't even look.
Yeah, especially with your personality, what type of people you are. But Matthew doesn't let anything bother him. So I think it's incredible that he can do that.
All right, I'm going to stir this up. I'm going to get people to start following Big Walt and asking you questions. We'll get into a mailbag for you next week. And I want to talk about Jeremy Roenick because I didn't realize he was from Boston. So you guys probably grew up around each other.
Yeah, he's a good man. I played with him for a few years. He's a couple years older than me, but he's a tremendous friend, tremendous guy. And, you know, we had him out in St. Louis during the Cup Finals. Had him and Catherine Tappan and guys out at my course at Old Warson. Got to play a couple rounds, and it was a lot of fun.
I was busy those days. Otherwise, I would have gladly been there as well. You were playing. I'm going to let you go. You were playing golf one time with Joe Buck and Doug Waite, and I was lucky enough, my boss, Spencer, takes me to Old Warson, and we're walking down one of the fairways, you guys on the other one, and Joe Buck comes walking over, and I'm like, oh, he wants to say hi. This is great. And he said, Martin's here? This used to be a nice place. And I haven't been back since.
By the way, Spencer's a great guy. I've always seen him out there. He plays a lot. I see him on the TC a lot. He's a great, great man.
Yeah, my TV general manager, Spencer Koch, one of the real good guys in the TV business. I'll let you go. I know you got a plane to catch. It's Hanging with Big Walt, presented by Triad Bank, Greenville University, Fast Eddie's Bon Air, and Marie Davila Senior Living. Big Walt, you're the best. I'm going to get this Twitter handle. Maybe I could you pay me to tweet for you. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good, 2020. Thanks for having me.